These kind of tricky maneuvers designed to circumvent the will of the people are exactly why Florida Hometown Democracy Amendment 4 is necessary in the first place. This father knows best attitude by our local officials is an insult. Once again, they are saying that the people of Florida are smart enough to elect them into office, but we are too stupid to decide how we want our own communities to grow.
In November, if voters pass Amendment 4, also known as Florida Hometown Democracy, every comprehensive plan change will go to a referendum. Environmentalists see it as a way to keep unscrupulous developers in check. But many elected officials fear it would bog down local governments in needless bureaucracy, costly elections, and lawsuits. St. Pete City Councilmember Carl Nurse said the Pinellas Planning Council estimates that 259 proposed comp plan changes would have had to go to a vote over the last 5 years. He said the city's new comp plan, essentially a color-coded map, would result in fewer land changes on the ballot.
What this does is this provides clarity, provides simplicity. It allows the major issues to be, you know, if Amendment 4 passes, to still be settled in the way Amendment 4 had in mind. But what it does is it eliminates the clutter. And Amendment 4 is like a poster child for clutter.
The map consists of 5 different zones. These are neighborhoods, centers, corridors, preservation, and recreation/open space. If Amendment 4 passes, voters would only weigh in on changes to those 5 designations and not the 18 land classifications included in the original comp plan. Yelverton says the new plan will mean business as usual for well-connected developers.
All they're trying to do is throw up a smokescreen and try to find some way to circumvent what they're afraid of happening in November, a backlash of this grow at any cost. You know, they've completely flaunted the concept of supply and demand. And now we've got all of these unsold homes, and they keep saying, you know, all that, you know, we've got to keep building to get ourselves out of it. But, I mean, I think it was Einstein who said that the definition of insanity is making the same mistake over and over and expecting a different result, and that's exactly what our local governments are doing, and we're just not going to be able to build ourselves out of this, and we should have a say in whether or not we think they're making the right decisions.
Amendment 4 has to pass with a 60% vote. During public comment, resident Hal Friedman said that to pass a policy that circumvents the will of the voters smacks of hubris.
You are assuming up front that 60% of the citizens are going to vote for this thing and will put it in. And in fact, if 60% of them vote for it, I don't see, it strikes me as arrogant that you would try to put something in that would override it, that would circumvent it. And that's the reason I'm against this proposal.
Activist Kathy Harrelson asked the council why it shouldn't put the new plan itself on the ballot.
I really feel like if this thing is so great, this change is so important and so wonderful, then why can't the people decide? And won't they make the right decision?
Councilmember Steve Cornell was the only one to vote against the new plan. He said he also believed the map itself should be subject to a referendum.
In January, I think that would be the appropriate time for me to consider this. And at that point, I may be a yes if it was coming back in January. But I don't particularly want to do it before the people have a voice. I just think that's not what I'm going to do.